Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. We got your Wednesday, September 12th edition. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday. How about them Royals, folks? How about them? Getting them done. And they're in an interesting spot again tonight, quite the predicament, to say the least. We got an 8-game night slate on tap. We will not be covering the early game. At the end, when I go over BVP, I will cover all of the games, though, if you want to fast forward there for your early slate action or whatnot. Slide in the SD Slack chat for early slate information. But we got, like I said, an 8-game slate on tap tonight. Let me get you your totals on this 8-game slate. It is the A's at the Orioles, waiting on the total on that one, because it's going to be Liam Hendricks opening, Chris Bassett coming in for the A's against Andrew Cashner. You got Nationals at Phillies, total 7.5, Strasburg versus Nola. That's a little nice, really nice. Blue Jays at Red Sox, total of 9. Red Sox clinched last night, so be curious to see what lineup they put out there. Brewers at Cubs, waiting on the total because it's Wrigley. Yankees at Twins, 8.5. White Sox at Royals, 9. D-backs, Rockies, 10. And Coors. And then Rangers, Angels, 9. So we have four totals of 9 or more out of the 8 games we're looking at. We're still waiting on totals in 2 games. So out of the 6 totals we have 9 or more. That's telling you a lot about the pitching we had tonight, boys and girls. Let's talk about that pitching. Your top-priced arm on this slate is one, Aaron NL Cy Young winner Nola, $11,200 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. Nola is about as consistent as it comes. He'll have his one hiccup here and there like every other human being does when they do something, but overall, absolutely filthy. He's faced Washington 4 times this year. He's given up 4 earned runs in 28 and 2/3 while striking out 30. He's averaging 28.2 DraftKings points to start versus the Nationals. He has 26-8, 22-6, 26-2, 36-4, 36-8, 22-7 in his last 6 starts. A hiccup against Miami and then a 25 after that as well. Very, very, very nice. He's faced Washington on the 28th and the 23rd of August, 26.2, 36.4. If you're paying up tonight, Aaron Nola is a phenomenal option if you choose to do so. But moving on down, David Price, $9,700 at home against the Toronto Blue Jays has my attention. Price talked about him on the Around the Bases episode 80 that Mo and I recorded last night. Price has been Cy Young-like of late, just like really, really good. In his last 10 games, he's averaging 22.6 DraftKings points per start. Against the Jays this year in 3 starts, 7 earned, 17 innings pitched, 18 Ks for 19.7. He's been outstanding of late, 27.9 against Houston. Did have a hiccup against Miami. That's the trend between Nola and Price. Like pesky Marlins, folks. Pesky Marlins. But then Cleveland, 33-6. Tampa Bay, 27. Baltimore, 34-5. Yankees, 14-7. 20.6 against Philly. 24-7 at Detroit. Against Toronto, 6 2/3. 3 earned 7 Ks or 8 Ks for 25.4. Long and sweet of it. Short and sweet of it. Whatever you want to say it is. He's been outstanding. Toronto strikes out 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Price is a -240 home favorite with his 25% K rate, 41% ground ball rate. Toronto's team total is 3.4. It's the lowest on the night slate. Lefties 321, righties 324. Love me some David Price at $9,700 tonight. Definitely a play to circle when you're making your lineups. And the last guy at 9K and above is Luis Severino of the New York Yankees, a very up-and-down Luis Severino. He's been better at home than on the road this year. He's on the road. His last road start was at Oakland, got destroyed, but then pitched okay against Detroit, good at Baltimore, has not faced Minnesota yet this season. The only way Luis Severino is in play is when that handy-dandy lineup comes out and Aaron Boone pulled his rear end out of his head, or vice versa, head out of his rear end. and it's early, and Austin Romine is catching. That is the key, folks. If Austin Romine's catching, Severino is in play at $9,400. If Austin Romine is not catching, move on. Pay up for Price, pay up for Noah, or move on to down below. It's that simple. Severino's facing a Twins team that strikes out a little less than 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He still has a 28.5% K rate to go with his 41% ground ball rate. The Twins team totals 3.5. Lefty's 313, righty's 310. He's been much, much better without with Romine catching. His last start where he blew up his CAs, Romine didn't catch. So I like Severino quite a bit at 94 if Romine is catching. So you're 9K and above. I got Price 1, Nola 2, Severino 3. Dropping down now, it gets real ugly. Carlos Rodon, I want to mention, because I like the idea of the Royals righties versus Rodon. I really, really do. But you got Rodon, who's coming off a rough couple starts against the Angels, against Boston. Prior to that, was outstanding. When it comes to facing Kansas City, hasn't done it yet this year. On the road, he's averaging 16.5 DraftKings points with 3.5 ERA on the road. The Royals do strike out almost 24% of the time versus lefties. That's going up compared to the right-handed numbers. He's got a 40% ground ball rate, low hard contact rate. The Royals team total is 4.4. Lefties 336, righties 304. He's been a reverse splits guy, but I still look at Whit Merrifield, Salvi Perez, stuff like that. Problem is, the Royals have been really, really bad versus left-handed pitching. A 287 wOBA and a 117 ISO. Given this Royals team right now, we've talked about it with our Ryan O'Hearns of the world and our our Hunter Doziers, our Alberto Mondesis, all these young guys that are playing that haven't been there all year. There's a lot to be said about that, but Rodon is in a really good spot tonight. He scuffled in his last two spots, so pick your poison. I think in a GPP, he's relevant. If you want to go Royals bats, you can. But Rodon at 86 is one of the targets in this mid-tier. The other one I'm looking at, and I kind of like quite a bit, I kind of like the idea of pairing him with a David Price, is Felix Pena of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He has not faced Texas yet this year, and he's been much better on the road than at home. The start is at home, so keep an eye on that. But his last few starts, 23 at Chicago White Sox, 16-8 at Houston, 13-3 at home versus Houston, 23-5 at Arizona, 23-9 at San Diego, 11.2 at home against Oakland. It's weird how his home starts just aren't that good. So maybe takes a deeper dive into this. But against a Texas team that does struggle is why I'm looking at this. They strike out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. That is elite. Payton's got almost a 23% K rate with a 43% ground ball rate. Does give up some hard contacts. You got to keep an eye on that one. The Rangers team total is about 3.95. Lefties 346. Righties only 286. So I think Felix Pena at $7,300 definitely in play on tonight's smaller slate. And then I'll add one more. At $6,900, you got John Gray and Coors against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks team that's not clicking on all cylinders these days. Another thing we talked about on Around the Bases last night. Not really feeling it with those D-backs. But you got John Gray at $6,900, a guy that's at home this year, averaging 17.4 DraftKings points. Has struggled in his one start versus Arizona. Four innings, three earned, four Ks for 5.6 points. His last few starts out have been a little rocky. His last three starts, 7.6, 10.7, 2.8. Prior to that was filthy. That's why his price has dropped to $6,900. We were paying in the 8Ks, even in Coors. The price has dropped. He's facing an Arizona team. Strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching to go with his 25% carry, almost 48% ground ball rate. So a lot to like there. You got a D-backs team with a 4.9 team total because it is Coors. Lefty's 332, righty's 288. But at $6,900, you have an ace on the mound that's just had a few hiccups of late. And if you want to roll with it in a GPP, I have no problem with it at all. If you want to go Price and Gray, GPP, rock and roll. No problem there at all. But in the 8 to 6K range, Pena, Rodon, Gray for me. Gray's just that ultimate GPP. If you want to put your cojones on the table, go with it there. Last guy I'll mention is Chris Bassitt. He's supposed to come in after Liam Hendricks throws an inning or two, give him 4 or 5. Chris Bassett's $4,500 at the Baltimore Orioles. An Orioles team that strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Lefty's 310, righty's 345 versus Bassitt. So reverse splits there against Bassitt. But definitely a guy at $4,500 could pay off in huge ways or could get destroyed because it is Camden Yards and balls fly out of Camden Yards. But very, very interesting situation there with Mr. Bassitt. Recapping your pitching, you got Price up top, Aaron Nola, Severino. That's your 9K and above. In the middle, Pena, Rodon, and Gray. And then down below, Chris Bassitt. So not the sexiest of pitching slates, to say the least, when you really want to break it down tonight. Now let's get to the bats on this 8-game slate. We'll start with the catcher's position. You got guys like Salvi Perez versus Rodon, like we talked about at 38, could come into play for you. If Romine is catching for Severino, he's $3,600 against Odorizzi. I can check on that one as well. But sliding on down, let me see if this kid's been playing lately, because he's got a good left-handed stroke here for the Anaheim Angels. Francisco Arcia, is he getting playing time? Yes, he is. If he's in the lineup versus Gallardo at $3,500, he could be a GPP play for you. A little farther down, though, mentioned him yesterday. If you are fading Severino, he's a third base catcher eligible for the Minnesota Twins. Williams Astudillo is $3,300, and he got you 7 DraftKings points last night. Good little bat for cheap at $3,300 if you choose to go that way. As you go down farther, though, like Wellington Castillo and Kevin Smith for the White Sox for Scoglin is in a really, really good spot. When you look at the Chicago White Sox, they have a 4.6 team total. Lefties 356, righties 394 versus Scoglin. So a lot of targets there. Smith's 3,100. You got Beef Wellington as well close by. So you can go check those kind of guys out. Other than that, I'd say check your lineup, see what pops up. You might get some value on a Wednesday and when teams are resting the old guys this time of year. First base, you got Goldie and Coors. Matt Olson versus Cashner at 48 is great. Olson with the big goose egg last night. In another phenomenal spot versus Trashner tonight. Oakland's team total is waiting on that. But lefty's 371, righty's 371 versus Cashner. So Olson very, very much in play. You can look at a Rizzo if you want, or you can go down to Jose Abreu at 46 versus Scoglin. He's played a couple games since his injury returning from the DL. He's been very, very productive in those games. Well, went 0 for yesterday, but then 11 points prior to that. Does have some extreme power, so he's an interesting play at 4,600. Or you slide on down some more. You look at like a Eric Thames versus Hendricks in a GPP only, a Joey Gallo in a GPP only. Or you go even farther down and look like a Daniel Murphy at 4K. Ryan O'Hearn is lefty-lefty, so be careful there. But the reverse splits, lefties hit Rodon better than righties. So if you want to get weird, you can. I don't think it's necessarily an O'Hearn day, but the boy can rake. What can we say? Farther down you look, you got the likes of Hunter Dozier at 3,500 versus Rodon. I can take a look at that. He's first base, third base eligible. Got you 7 DraftKings points yesterday, 7 and 8 in his last 2. A good little pesky guy at 3,500, so you can give him a look as well. Going over to the second base position, you're going to have Jed Lowry leading the way at $4,900. Haven't seen that in a while. In a really good spot versus Trashner, though, so I can respect it. You got Javi Baez, Whit Merrifield. My goodness, he got us 20-plus points last night because he was stealing bags left and right. He's $4,700 tonight. Versus Carlos Rodon, and he's very much in play. 22 DraftKings points. He got his 2 stolen bases, 2 for 4, 2 runs, ribby. He just gets it done time and time again. So Whit Merrifield at 47 is a very, very intriguing play for you there. DJ LeMahieu and Coors versus Pat Corbin at 46 gets your attention. Corbin's been very, very good, but lefty Coors, yeah, could do worse. Adalberto Mondesi at 45 versus Rodon. He had a big night as well, stealing some bags for the Royals. He's second base shortstop eligible. Sliding on down, though, yeah, like Ben Zobrist at 42. Go take a peek at that. Rougui Odor at 42 versus Pena. He's been quiet, but he could be in play tonight on a weird slate like this. Farther down you look, you got guys like Daniel or David Fletcher at 38 for a kind of punt versus Gallardo. I could see that as an option. Other than that, maybe a Brad. No, not even him. There's really not much when you go too far down below unless something pops up in the lineup. So keep an eye on that. Heading over to third base, you got Nolan Arenado and Coors versus Corbin at 5K. That's very, very nice. Matty Chapman at 49, very nice as well. As you sneak on down some more, you got the likes of maybe a Miguel Andujar, a Chris Bryant. You could look at guys like that against Odorizzi and Anderson. They could be in play for you, but I'd try to get up to Chappie or Arenado if you're going 45 and above. If not, you slide on down. GPP plays like Moustakas versus Hendricks at 41 could come into play. Anthony Rendon versus Nolan is an uber GPP play. I'm not saying go do it, but it's intriguing. Adrian Beltre, $3,900 versus Pena is a nice, cheaper option for you. We mentioned David Fletcher already. Timmy Beckham's 35, not running to play that. But Hunter Dozier at 35 is interesting. Actually, Tim Beckham versus Hendricks and then Bassett is actually not bad at 3,500, third base, shortstop eligible. Going over to the shortstop position, you got Trevor Story at 5,700 bucks versus a lefty in Coors, even though it's a very good lefty. Still a lefty, Coors, Trevor Story rakes, period. Bogarts is interesting versus Aaron Sanchez at 5,100. You got Didi at 49 versus Rizzi. All great spots. Javi Baez versus Chase Anderson at 48. Phenomenal looks there. You might want to go Story if you're going that high. If not, you come on down to like a Marcus Semien at 45, an Adalberto Mondesi at 45 or two guys that I do like in this lower range here. When you get closer to 4K and below, Tim Anderson against the lefty Scoglin. I like that quite a bit. We've seen Anderson show some pop versus lefties at 4,100. You could roll the dice on the Twins with Polanco at 3,800 if Severino's off. He could have a big, big night for you. Mentioned Timmy Beckham already at 3,500. He's another option. Adrianza of Minnesota at 32 as kind of a punt shortstop if you need him. Heading to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts at 6K, Shohei Ohtani at 58, Mike Trout at 57, JD at 56, Christian Yelich at 55. So all very, very intriguing. If I had to pick just one, I'm going probably Ohtani. Ohtani and Trout against Giovanni Gallardo. That's where I'd be looking. You got Kay with the Chris Davis at 54 versus Cashner. That is outstanding as well. The A's in play tonight. Stephen Piscotty has been straight fire of late. Keep an eye on him at 4,900 bucks. He is crushing baseballs right now, and he's averaging 13.8 his last 10. Another 13 points last night. 13, 16, 7, 11, 7, 16, 8, 34, 7, 19. 7 or more in 10 straight games. With a lot of big double digits there for Stephen Piscotty at 4,900. When you drop on down, though, you got like, I don't think you want, you can go Bryce Harper in a GPP at 48 versus Nola if you want to. But like Nomar Mazara versus Pena at 46 could be in play for you. I can see that one. Like an Eddie Rosario in a GPP at 45. Lorenzo of Oakland leading off at 43. It's a steep price for a guy with not a ton of power, but he's got a little bit. So if you're stacking, you can go Lorenzo. Going on down farther, like Adam Jones at 42 with the Oakland bullpen situation. Could be interesting. And Joey Gallo in a GPP at 41. Talked about him. Andrew McCutchen at 42 against Odorizzi. Interesting as well. Kind of that lower four range for you to pick and choose from. Juan Soto is down to 4,100 bucks versus Nola in a GPP. I can definitely get behind that. But Cole Calhoun leading off at 4K versus Gallardo. I do find that to be very, very appealing at that price point. Farther down you go, maybe a Max Kepler at 37. I can see that in a GPP. Big time GPP slate tonight. It's really not the sure thing price wise. It looks like Alex Gordon is 3,500 lefty matchup, but he's been crushing it. We talked about him yesterday. Got another double digit night for us last night. Nicky Delmonico against Scoglin at 33 is a nice value play. But I'd probably go to Engel, right-handed Adam Engel at 3,100. He could be in value for you there. Definitely check the lineups, because we're going to get some really interesting lineups with some of these teams tonight in these pitching matchups. I can already see it now. It's going to be very, very interesting. So recapping your pitching real quick, you got David Price, Nola, Severino up top. In the middle, you got Pena, Rodon, and Gray. And down below, you got Chris Bassett. Your bats you're targeting. You're targeting the A's versus Cashner. That's pretty much a given. You could target the Orioles if you want. You could target the Cubs. I get all that. The Red Sox versus Aaron Sanchez is very, very nice. The Coors game is usually in play. The Angels versus Gallardo, I think, could be a nice late night hammer. That could be one to keep an eye on. Odorizzi's been really bad for the Twins, so the Yankees could be worth a look. The White Sox versus Scoglin, I do like me some of that. So a lot of options today, as one would say. Lots of options. Let's go over your BVP for the entire day's action. Jock Peterson, Chase Utley have both homered off Anthony DeSclafani, if you're looking at that one. Nick Castellanos, 7 for 13 with a double and a triple versus Garrett Cole. Cron, Brandon Lowe, and Kevin Kiermaier have all taken Carlos Carrasco deep. Interesting. Matt Carpenter, 7 for 19, two doubles and a homer off Jameson Taillon. Farther down you look, Evan Longoria, 6 for 17, two doubles and a triple versus Anibal Sanchez. Kurt Suzuki is 8 for 24, three doubles, two homers off Derek Holland. Nick Markakis, 6 for 19 with a double and a triple. Miguel Rojas, 3 for 9, two homers off Zach Wheeler. Farther down you go, Justin Bour, 8 for 24, the double, two homers off Strasburg. Franco and Cabrera both have two homers off Strasburg. Bryce Harper, 9 for 30 with two homers off of Nola. Getting into our late slate now, Adam Jones, 4 for 10, two doubles off Hendricks, but Bassett will be the main guy there, so keep that in mind. Matt Joyce 3-for-9 with 2 homers off Cashner. Matt Olson, Chris Davis have all taken Cashner deep. JBJ 5-for-15 with a double and a homer off Aaron Sanchez. Benintendi, JD Martinez, Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts have all taken Aaron Sanchez deep. Devin Travis 7-for-16 with a homer off David Price, Teoscar Hernandez, Justin Smoke, Kendrys Morales, and Kevin Pillar have all taken him deep. Ben Zobrist 9-for-19 with a double and 3 home runs off Chase Anderson. We mentioned Zobrist earlier. Wilson Contreras 6-for-11, 3 doubles. Chris Bryant 6-for-21, a double and 3 home runs. Travis Shaw 6-for-21, 2 doubles and 3 homers off Kyle Hendricks. Logan Forsythe 3-for-10 with a double and a homer off Luis Severino. Greg Bird's taken Odorizzi deep twice. Gary Sanchez, Giancarlo, Ronald Torres, and Brett Gardner have all taken Jake Odorizzi deep. Whit Merrifield 5-for-10, 2 doubles off Carlos Rodon. Avisail Garcia is another outfielder I forgot to mention versus Eric Skoglund. That's a really good one to put in there versus Skoglund for the White Sox. DJ LeMahieu 16-for-43, 3 doubles, 4 home runs off Patrick Corbin. Mentioned him earlier. Trevor Story 6-for-17, 2 doubles and a homer. Tom Murphy's taken him deep. Blackman 10-for-34, 3 doubles, a triple, and a homer. Arenado's taken him deep twice. Cargo and Desmond taking him deep as well. As a team, they're hitting 270 off of Corbin. Chris Owings 5-for-9 with a double and a homer off of John Gray. David Peralta 8-for-16 with a triple. Andrelton Simmons 7-for-12 with a home run off Yavani Gallardo. So there you have it. There is your quick hits. 8 games. Wednesday night slate. There's a day slate as well. Join us in the SD Slack chat to go check that out. If you're looking for NFL DFS help, like a lineup optimizer, some injury tools, and more after you listen to the 2-point conversion pod, go to thequantedge.com, use promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, at checkout for $10 off your first month. If you like playing snake-style drafts in your fantasy game, draft.com, drafts in your app store, use promo code SDSports when you check out for entry into a free $3 tournament. If you can give us a rating review on iTunes, we'd much appreciate it. Other than that, everybody enjoy your Wednesday. We're on Twitter at TheSportsDGens, TheSportsDGens.com, and I am at BDIntric. Join the Slack chat with any questions you have. But good luck tonight. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 12th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.